This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
SRNNews.com from Washington. I'm Bob Agnew.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. There was another study saying that people that smoke pot are at 5 times risk of having a coronary event within the first hour of smoking that dupe. So, you may want to put it down. Yeah, you may want to put it down. Don't worry, we won't get to that story for a little bit, okay? We'll also give you the latest on Ebola as we get that as well. We got two high school teachers, not where I live, they're in Louisiana, who apparently are accused of having a sexual relationship with the same student. These two women, I guess the student was bragging to his friends. And that's how word got out. Charlie Sheen allegedly pulls a knife on his dentist. We need to talk about why you really don't want to go after your dentist. Your dentist has a lot more weapons than you do. Why are people always going after their dentist? Be nice. Be nice. Jealous and moody women may face higher Alzheimer's risk. What? Are you kidding me? Well, okay, I'm not jealous. I wouldn't say I'm jealous. I get jealous a lot of my husband. Well, okay, remember, see, my husband, okay, let's talk about my husband for a second, okay? And he's all mine. He's very handsome. He's very burly. A lot of guys met Corey. I know he's my man. So muscular and burly. Anyway, so, you know, he's got a lot of patients that comes and sees him. You know, oh, hi, I'm here to see Dr. Corey. I need his big hands all over me. Excuse me, are you meaning you're like a chiropractic patient? Oh, yeah, if you want to call it that, yeah. No, he's not taking any new patients. Get out of here. So I work with my husband. So anybody who tries to have any fancy schmancy ideas on having Dr. Corey and his very muscular chiropractic hands do anything other than chiropractic, I'm kicking them out of the office. I mean, I'm not necessarily jealous. It's I understand that I married above my grade. I know that. I married above my, what, pay grade would you call it? All right. Okay. I don't know why he married me. He could have had any woman. Somebody pretty. Somebody skinnier. Someone whose boobies were above their waist and faced the same direction. I mean, he could have had anybody. And he's been married. My husband's been married to me now for 17 years. Thank God. Yeah. Now, I keep thinking that the jig is going to be up. And one day, he's going to be like, wait a second. I could have that, but instead I have this. Now, he swears he never will do that. And I'm like, really? I would. If I was in your position. Really? Really? Okay. He's like, would you do that to me? No. Oh, my gosh. I'm married up with you. There's no way. No, man. I'm lucky. I'm going to hold on to you for dear life. I am sinking my hands and teeth and toenails into you. But I realize that my husband has tons of real good choices out there. You know, and I'm in my 40s now. I know some of you think I might have been kind of hot when I was younger. And I really was. When I was younger, I was really hot. But not anymore. I have not aged well. So, you know, I probably would say that I get jealous. Now, I don't always text him. I understand that, you know, he could be out for hours at a time. I don't know, at Walmart. Okay, I guess, yeah, all right, or whatever other excuse he has. I think there's usually enough of an alibi. But I got to tell you, any woman who thinks of messing with my man, you'll be messing with him much longer. You could see him for the chiropractic, see him for whatever evaluation you need, and then you get the hell out of that room and you get the hell out fast. And that's how I run my office. Now, they say here, jealous, moody women may face higher Alzheimer's risk. They say middle-aged women with a neurotic personality style. People say I'm neurotic. There's nothing neurotic about me. Nothing. Just because. Do I even sound neurotic, really? People with a neurotic personality style and prolonged stress may have a heightened risk of developing Alzheimer's. They tracked 800 women for nearly four decades. No wonder they were neurotic. Don't track me. If I found out somebody was tracking me, I would get ticked and moody. Swedish scientists, oh, it's okay if they're Swedish. Yeah, Swedish are sexy. Swedish scientists found that those who were most anxious, jealous, and moody, which they defined as neurotic, I don't know if I would define that as neurotic, but oh well, experience long-standing stress and double the risk of developing Alzheimer's. Now that's making me all nervous. They say no other study has shown that a midlife personality trait could increase the rate of Alzheimer's disease. Good, and I hope no others do also, honestly. Okay, it would be nice for this to just kind of go to rest and nobody else figure that one out here. Most common type of dementia is Alzheimer's. You know, we got the memory loss, the cognitive impairment, issues with language and focus and judgment and visual perception, etc. 5.2 million Americans have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Very progressive. It's incurable and ultimately fatal. According to drugs.com, you know, they looked at this study. The study data was pulled from research that began back in the 1960s. Now, but they only looked at women. Because the medical studies during that time were looking at women with neuroses. I guess for some reason in the 1960s, they didn't think a man could ever have something like a mood issue or anxiety or a neurosis. Boy, were they wrong. You know, so it was all about the women. All right, so now they have a new study. Patients with an average age of 46 retract. Oh, good, I'm way too young for that. Woo! I got a long way to go before I would be eligible for this study. Retract for 38. That means I have a few years to not get all jealous and anxious and moody. I get moody. I'm very moody. I'm not like moody in terms of, like, I'm in a good mood and then I'm in a bad mood. My moodies are, I'm in a bad mood, and then I'm in a bad, bad mood, and then I am in a bad, bad mood. So that's my moodiness. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Connect with us on ConnectPal. Subscribers will get unlimited access, one-on-one doctor time, and it's a real great deal. Go to ConnectPal.com. Look up Dr. Dahlia, and you'll see what's going on there. Okay, so one of you had asked previously, what is the safest pain medicine out there? Since there's all this, you know, these stories coming out on, doctors are writing too many medications, pain medications. We have all this, all these overdoses and abuse. We talked about where there's really nothing safe. Maybe Tylenol is considered the safest, but you got to be careful because you really can't be taking more than 4 grams a day or 4,000 milligrams, and that's pretty easy to do if you're popping a couple every few hours. pretty dangerous, 8,000 milligrams toxic. So we want to make sure that you guys are not assuming that Tylenol, Motrin, these things are without side effects. One of you had asked about alternative medicine and some natural types of pain relief and what studies are out there. This is kind of difficult because, remember, if a pharmaceutical company is not going to make money, you're not going to have a lot of studies out there. All right. However, there has been some studies, not a lot, on things like capsaicin. All right. Now, capsaicin is an active component of chili pepper. By the way, NBC News has a really nice dissertation on some alternative treatments for pain. All right. And apparently what it does is it temporarily desensitizes some of the skin nerve receptors, these C fibers. They said that the soreness diminished for 3 to 5 weeks. So the capsaicin kind of numbed a little bit. All right. They say nearly 40% of arthritis patients reduce their pain by half after using the topical capsaicin cream for about a month. They say, according to a University of Oxford study, 60% of neuropathy patients achieve the same after 2 months. Patients at New England Center for Headache decrease their migraine and cluster headache intensity after applying capsaicin cream inside their nostrils. Now, I don't know much about the dosing. Okay, because a lot of this has to be done in compounding pharmacies. We're talking like a 0.025% type of thing. And again, I don't know much about it, so I don't know if it would mix with other medications, etc. The alternative medicine realm is one that's still very, very murky for a lot of us MDs because we were never trained on it. You know, we were always kind of cautioned on them because in the midst of some real damn good treatments, you got some, you know, snake oil stuff, and, you know, you're like, wait a second, how do I sift through what's really, really good out there and what works? I think there's a lot of damn good things out there. Just, unfortunately, you can have a brand of it that doesn't work, and then it makes the one that really is good look, you know, ineffective when it isn't. So, but capsaicin could be something. Apparently, turmeric. We've been talking about turmeric and mental acumen and how they're saying turmeric may help slow down our dementia. Well, they say that the curcumin eases inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis. So apparently researchers are testing this Zyflamend in RA patients and I guess Inflothera, but they're studying it, you know. Arnica is another one that they're studying. It's from a European flower. Aquaman, not Aquaman. I know Aquaman would make anything to feel good, but Aquaman for osteoarthritis. Apparently there were some volunteers that used this supplement. It's from seaweed. It's supposed to have calcium and magnesium in it, and a preliminary study looked pretty good. Again, I can't recommend because I have no idea what you're taking. I have no idea what this could do with your liver or kidneys. I don't know what the status is. I'm just letting you know what it says here under the NBC News alternative medicine section. Then Sam E.S., adenosylmethionine. See, I could say that. Or Sam E., it's a naturally occurring amino acid. Studies were done at University of Maryland School of Nursing, University of California, Irvine, and it found that some of these SAMEs were as effective as some NSAIDs. And they said California researchers found that SAMe quashed pain by 50%. I don't want to say SAMe, so it's SAMe. Quashed pain by 50% after 2 months, but it did take a while to kick in. Of course, fish oil. Talking about how fish oil seems to help, you know, breaking down, seems to kind of help with some of the prostaglandins. Prostaglandins will break down some inflammation. They said they had 40% of rheumatoid arthritis patients in the study who took cod liver oil. Boy, that sounds tasty. Every day were able to cut their anti-inflammatory use by more than a third. So that's pretty good. You got the MSM, the methyl sulfonyl methane. This is interesting, this SMM. It's, no. We're not doing S&M. MSM. Come on, people. They say it's derived from sulfur, and it may prevent joint and cartilage degeneration. This is from the University of California, San Diego. I guess they studied people with osteoarthritis of the knee. They had 25% less pain, 30% better physical function at the end of a three-month trial. So that's something else out there. And then we should probably talk about out loud what you can do in terms of verbal pain relievers. Now, remember there was that study. There were a couple studies, but we talked about this back in 2009 and 2011. 2011, researchers at Keele University in the UK found that swearing or cussing can have a pain-killing power. They had students submerge their arms into a bucket of icy water while repeatedly uttering a swear word. Now, we're assuming that they had full liberty of the words that they could use. Then they repeated the experiment when people could only repeat a harmless word, like bunny rabbit, bunny rabbit. So obviously, you know, they say the people that were able to cuss and hoot and holler were four times more likely they were able to be in that icy water four times longer. That is amazing. Now, I know some of you are like, look, Dahlia, okay, I can't curse. I'm not allowed to curse, okay? So if I'm in pain, I can't sit there and curse. What can I do? Well, here's the thing, guys, okay? You know, I know that there's cuss words out there, right? And the cuss words, who made those cuss words? All right? You know how I say I don't give a Donald Duck? All right, to me, that means the gosh darn thing, as I don't give a flippin' blank. So whoever designed, and I, unfortunately on radio, I can't go into the origins of the word that begins with F and whatever, but it's probably one of the most common words. It's a very old word used for a very, very long time, and it really seems to help with pain control. So what I've done is I've looked up some non-dirty words that will suffice for cursing. Some of these words, though, may not. Now, there's tons of websites out there, BartKings.com, KnockKnockStuff.com, etc. So, but here are some suggestions if you can't use any cuss words, okay? Holy schnickies. I'm just a messenger, people. Bob Saget. You heard yourself, you're like, Bob Saget. See? Shostakovich. Son of a mother's goat? Oh, son of a motherless goat. I don't really know what that means, son of a motherless goat. Mother pus bucket. That could kind of work because it has the mother in there, okay? Holy shiitake mushrooms. You know those shiitake mushrooms? So rather than just cutting it short, you finish it by saying mushrooms. Son of a rum puncher. This one looks German. Feierwehrmingmin. What the fun? Now, what the fun is a good one. The problem is just way too easy to get another sound in there. Gordon Bennett, Sweet Blue Blazes, Holy Shatner. A lot of people are saying this one, and you know, like William Shatner. All right, Holy Shatner. Riga Raga Frog. This is ridiculous. Who in the ham fat? You know, fracker, like the fracking, frack, mice, Poughkeepsie, for the love of Benji. And then some people just go, dirty cuss word, dirty cuss word. Fish paste, flaming heck, goof nugget, Barbara Streisand, cuckoo banana, shut the front door. Peapods, dookie, oh, knickers, swizzle sticks, carp, mother Fletcher, sweet onions, oh, cram cake, shards, mother of pearl, tartar sauce, oh, for the love of great Scott, what's a frog, duck water, Caesar's ghost, and pickle farts. And those are your cuss words. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Dop Selling.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so here we go. Charlie Sheen back in the news. Apparently, he is being investigated for allegedly pulling a knife on his dentist. Now, they say he was under the influence of cocaine. At the time, he was in an L.A. dental office last Thursday for a dental abscess, gum abscess probably. He sat in the chair as the dental technician placed a mask over his face to administer the nitrous oxide, when she says Charlie went insane, starting to flail his arms and strike her. The technician told cops, according to TMZ, she walked out of the room as Charlie's security guard entered. Charlie's personal dentist was there, along with an oral surgeon. There were a lot of commotion and selfies going on, I'm joking. A lot of commotion, and the technician says, when Charlie's dentist finally came out, he told her Charlie pulled a knife and went after him. Now, luckily, the dentist wasn't hurt. The technician also told cops, the bodyguard told the dentist Charlie was high on rock cocaine. Well, then don't bring him into the dentist. So right now, there's supposed to be an LAPD investigation. The cops are looking at possible battery against the technician and felony assault with a deadly weapon. Whoa. No other information yet. Okay, so if you're a dentist, that's tough stuff. I mean, nitrous oxide kind of makes you giggle a little bit. Nitrous oxide kind of relaxes you a little bit. Okay, it's a sedative. Makes you giggle. So that when dentists, you notice, when dentists inject you a lot of times to numb you up, okay, you don't really feel it. It's great. You know how they do the wiggle, 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 right? They stick their finger and then they go wiggle, 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 and then they do the injection. Well, that's because what they're doing is they're using vibration to distract the nerve. And then when they inject, you don't feel it. Yet when I do an injection on a person to take out a mole or something, I mean, it burns that lidocaine, hydrochloric, HCL. It burns like crazy. And, you know, they're like, oh, this sucks. They go, I know. You know, so you got to use a little bicarb to kind of neutralize it a little bit. You know, it's the 1-10 ratio, a little splash of it sometimes in these small lesions, just of your anesthetic injection, just to kind of, you know, help with some of the pain from the injection. Because I can't do wibble, 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 wibble. I can't do that when I'm trying to take off somebody's mole. Yet the dentist can do that. And, you know, I really dig the dentist. You know, I think in you know, one of my future lives, I may want to be a dentist, because I just think the mouth is cool, the teeth are cool. I just really dig that stuff. And you know why I really think I like dentistry? Is because I get to do all the talking. You know, I mean, you got gauze in your mouth and retractors and levators and the suction thing and all sorts of stuff in your mouth. So I can do all the talking. It's very, very difficult for me to do all the talking when you answer back. You know, well, I did this. I don't care you did this. Well, let me do all the talking. So it would be cool for me. But, you know, just dentists, you got to be careful. All right? And I'm not saying you got to disarm everybody that comes into your office. But, you know, I just, you know, hope you're prepared, because that's some pretty scary stuff, especially somebody high on cocaine. Now, do a lot of people go to the dentist high? Yeah, I have people come to me high or drunk. Like, really? I knew I had to go see you, Dahlia, and I just couldn't do it without taking something. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to take your blood work now. Everything's all jacked. Really? Dude. Yeah, dude. Just, okay, I want someone to drive you home. This is ridiculous. I got people coming in drunk all the time. It's ridiculous. All right, so, you know, you shouldn't be that anxious about going to your dentist or going to your doctor. All right, but we are. We all are. We all kind of get anxious about that. All right, 1-877-DR. Speaking of anxious, I guess the royal couple, Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge, is taking legal action against an unnamed photographer because they are stalking little baby Prince George. By the way, that Prince George is gorgeous. Anyway, the photographer is stalking Prince George and his nanny. Now, I don't know what the nanny looks like. You wonder if maybe the photographer is just into the nanny. Who knows? Anyway, apparently when the nanny takes the kid to the park, this individual is kind of harassing and following them. Now, I don't know much about England, all right, but I think it's kind of interesting how, you know, you could have royals just out there in the middle of the park. I mean, of course people are going to be taking pictures. I mean, doesn't Buckingham Palace have gardens upon gardens of gardens? They should do play dates. If they're really, really worried about little baby George, then what they should do is have play dates and have people come. Whatever. Anyway, they say, quote, this is from a royal spokesperson. I would love to be considered a royal spokesperson. Yes, this is the royal doctor. Yeah, I'm royal. Royal. Okay, an incident last week prompted their Royal Highness to seek reasonable assurances from the individual about his behavior. The individual was spotted at a central London park in the vicinity of Prince George, who was removed from the park immediately. There is reason to suspect that the individual may have been placed in Prince George under surveillance and monitoring his daily routines. You gotta admit, that is pretty creepy. So, I'm kind of hoping that my personal paparazzi leave me alone. You know? I know people don't think I'm royal, but I have paparazzi. All right, what are we talking about now? Here we go. All right, smoking pot linked again to more heart problems. For those Genesis is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they say here's another study published last month in the Journal of Emergency Medicine where a 21-year-old man who was a regular pot user suffered a heart attack. And they think that the marijuana was the most significant precipitant of his acute coronary syndrome. This is being reported by Live Science. They say it is not the first time marijuana has been tied to heart problems. Reportedly, the first documented link between the two was shown back in 2000. It was a Boston study indicated that a middle-aged person's risk of having a heart attack rose 5 times in the first hour after lighting up. And then earlier this year, there was a French study cited by Live Science where they looked at 2,000 reported marijuana complications. 2% were heart issues. 9 people had died. But there's no cause and effect relationship. Now, what could be going on? Well, somebody could say, wait, you know, if they're lacing the pot with something else, maybe there's some cocaine going on. I mean, you know, you could be right, but, you know, if doctors are testing them and doing the drug testing, then my guess is the cocaine or some stimulant would, you know, be already showing up. So I don't know if I would blame that. I mean, you know, when you smoke, a lot of things happen, okay? Remember, look from an inflammatory standpoint. You know, we keep talking about cholesterol, and we talk about cocaine, and we talk about caffeine and stimulants and et cetera. But let's just talk about the whole inflammatory response. And this is something that we keep bringing back year after year, where inflammation may be more of your culprit and more of your assailant than anything else. That's why we tell you to brush your teeth. We tell you to brush your teeth, one, because you need good, healthy teeth, but two, it'll hopefully prevent heart attacks because the inflammation coming from the gum gets, you know, out there and causes inflammatory response, and that could cause heart issues, all right? Or it could cause you to be more clot-forming. So when somebody dies of a heart attack, a little bitty plaque kind of breaks off from the artery, and plaque breakage happens a lot, all right, but sometimes it could happen to the point where you form a nice, big, juicy clot, and now you immediately stop all blood flow to the heart. But when somebody smokes, now you've got something coming into the respiratory tree. So something a little bit different from regular air comes in. The body's not used to this. The body's kind of used to the air because you've been breathing it now for the past couple minutes, right, or hours or years or decades. But all of a sudden now you've got some smoke-type substance. Right? And sometimes your marijuana is not the same stash, same hash that you've been smoking time and time again. Maybe a little different. The body's like, wait a second, something's not right. You're breathing something that starts to get into the bloodstream. Your body's job is to protect you from whatever's coming into the bloodstream. And if there's anything foreign, it's going to want to attack it. So it's going to be more inflammatory. Now you got these foreign particles. You're having these particles that have to go from the lung into the heart. Now the heart has to pump out new blood that has some pot particles in there. I could see why there's an issue. Makes sense to me. All right, so watch the pot. Dude, what'd you say? What'd you say? Dude. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a lot of us Jews are partying like it's 5775 because it's the new year. And many of you non-Jews will tell me, oh, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, I know Saturday's Yom Kippur, so happy Yom Kippur. And that's nice, or you'll say Yom Kippur. Yeah, Yom Kippur. Nice, it's just not really like a happy day, you know, it's not like happy birthday or Merry Christmas. Yom Kippur, unfortunately, that's a tough one. That's when we're supposed to be really atoning for our sins. We're supposed to, over the last 10 days, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, atone. When Yom Kippur comes around, and on Saturday, of course, we're playing the best of for my show, because on Yom Kippur, we are atoning for our sins. And it's a day, Yom means day in Hebrew, and then Kippur, atonement. You know, you're in services anywhere from, I don't know, you're supposed to go to services for about 24, 25, even 26 hours. All right? But you're supposed to do a 24-hour fast. You wait till you see the stars, okay, sundown, and then until the next day, sundown. And when you do this fast, no food, no water. Why? Well, because you're supposed to be not thinking about food, not thinking about preparing food and what to eat or whatever. You're not supposed to be doing any form of work. You're supposed to be just thinking about your sins and atoning and asking for the Lord's forgiveness. I think it's all over the Bible. I think in Leviticus, you know, it's supposed to be the 10th day of the 7th month is the day of atonement for sins. They call it the Sabbath of Sabbaths. All right? And then in Leviticus, it also says that Yom Kippur is supposed to be a very strict day of rest. So you're not supposed to be working on that day. You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to drink. You could feed your pets. You could feed your kids. Anybody sick in the household, elderly, whatever. But for if you're healthy and youthful and vibrant, no eating or drinking, you're not supposed to wear leather because leather came from an animal type of thing, okay? Luckily, most of my stuff is fake, so it's okay. Not supposed to bathe, not supposed to wash because you're not supposed to be worried about how you look or whatever. You're supposed to be really, really deep into this atoning. So a lot of us, we shower and we do whatever we need to right before it's sundown, and then we're pretty much good for the day. Not even supposed to brush your teeth. Some of us do, okay, because we're not technically eating or drinking. And if we're doing it for more for medicinal, you can. But a lot, the restrictions, well, they don't brush your teeth. So don't be kissing anybody on Yom Kippur, but you're not supposed to. And no marital relations, okay? Not supposed to be having sex. Marital relations. So for those of you having extramarital relations, well, okay, that's like a super no-no. Alright? So, you know, symbolically, reason why you're kind of doing all this is because you're supposed to be showing, putting the Lord first, you're supposed to pray, you're supposed to repent. You know, we also give to charity. Although the handling of money doesn't happen, that happens out of Yom Kippur because you're not supposed to be dealing with money, etc. So you're like, yeah, but you need to buy food. No, you don't, not on Yom Kippur because you're not eating and you're not drinking. And then we break the fast. So we break our fast and we're like, yay, time to eat. And we're like, eat. No, you're not supposed to eat pork. No, you're not supposed to be eating pork when you break the fast. You're supposed to kind of be going to like a kosher fast. That's what we're doing. We every year go to a family's house. They're wonderful people. And we eat like crazy. Again, you know, if you're hypoglycemic or if you're diabetic or if you have other issues, no, you don't want to be, we don't make you fast. All right. You know, but also, you know, try not to eat in front of us. You know, there's always somebody going, oh, I'm diabetic. And, you know, then they're eating like a piece of chocolate cake. And you're like, really? Really? I mean, okay, you're diabetic. Number one, diabetics are supposed to eat chocolate cake. Did you really have to eat chocolate cake in front of us? Okay, can you just wait until we finish our fast? Okay. So that's what we're doing, okay? Yeah, the Kol Nidre prayer. You know, a lot of you go, you know, is that like in the jazz singer? Yeah, if you want to know about Yom Kippur, then I guess you can watch the jazz singer. He does a pretty damn good Kol Nidre, okay? That's, you know, where you make vows, you know, to God, you know, pledges. And, you know, we're supposed to be using this time to think about what we did. We don't have confession. We don't have, I wish we did. And because this one day just isn't enough. I mean, whoa. You know, you repent for your sins. You thank, I usually thank the Lord for everything he's given us. I pray for my friends. I pray for my family. I pray for my coworkers. You know, I pray for my network, not to keep me on, but I pray for my network's health, things like that. And that's what we do. So I apologize if on Saturday there's going to be a rerun, but it's just because I'm supposed to be going through that. And don't be calling or texting me going, hey, Dr. Dahlia, happy Yom Kippur, because I'm not going to be happy. I get a big fasting headache. You get a headache. You know, I am hypoglycemic, and I usually don't feel good. It's really hard to do without water, especially when it's like 90 degrees outside. Now, speaking of sins, okay, maybe these two ladies should be doing some atoning themselves. We got two high school teachers accused of sexual relationship with the same student at a Louisiana high school. Shelley Dufresne, 32 years old, and Rachel Respes, 24, are each charged with one count of carnal knowledge of a juvenile and contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. Authorities say they had sexual encounter with a student who was 16 at the time. The two teachers met the student after the high school football game, drove to Respress's apartment. Oh, and the three had sex together. Now, that's really bad. Oh, boy. All right. But I guess school officials start to report when the student started bragging to other students that he had this menage a trois with the teachers. Whoa. Can't teachers control themselves? Anybody? I mean, I don't understand that. If I had a job and I was teaching, the last thing I would do is sleep with them. These are little baby kids. I can't look at a teenager. I mean, they all look like little babies to me. They do. They don't little baby boys. Little girls. Ugh, guys, come on, come on. Anyway, former students told WGNO the student and two teachers have been involved in a relationship for some time, meeting for sex multiple times, and documenting some of their encounters on video. So I know some of you, you know, kids out there are like, okay, well, you know, how can I find a teacher like that, you know? I need to be schooled. No, you don't. Okay, you don't. That's like very, very bad. And don't let anybody videotape you. Isn't that child pornography? Also, I wonder if there's a charge in there for that. It doesn't matter if it's consensual. The kid's under 18. I don't know. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, some of us start to lose our sense of smell. Apparently, this could predict that we're going to die soon. They say in a study of older adults, researchers have found a link between the inability to identify certain scents, like peppermint or fish, and an increased risk of mortality over the next 5 years. Now, this olfactory dysfunction, olfactory for the nose, smell, dysfunction. They say the loss of smell is an even stronger predictor of when a person will likely die than conditions like heart failure, cancer, or lung disease, according to researchers at the University of Chicago. Remember years ago I told you guys about the study where losing a sense of smell may be a sign of dementia? Well, it looks like there's even more to that. They said it could be a harbinger that something bad is about to go on, happen. I know, man. I don't smell good because I got all sorts of mucus up there in my nose and allergies, inflammation. You see that? We're back to inflammation. For the study, researchers administered a simple smell test to three. No, you know what? I could smell because my cats and dogs stink up that house. I could smell and they did poo-poo, so I'm okay. I'm okay. Simple smell test to 3,000 participants aged 57 to 85. Each participant was asked to identify five common smells. Peppermint, fish, orange, rose, and leather. The majority of participants, 78%, had normal smelling. So they could pretty much tell four out of five. 20% correctly identified three of the scents. The remaining 3.5% could not tell any of them or just one. 5 years after that test, they found that the people that could smell were still alive. They found 12.5% had passed away, including 39% of those who had shown significant loss of smelling power 5 years earlier. Okay, now I'm not saying everybody's going to die, but whoa. All right, they said 10% of people who aced their test still died also. So, I don't know, go practice your smelling. I don't know, if you can't smell, get yourself checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.